from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The second hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. I am Rob Brown. Directly across from me, Colonel Grudge. The Alpha and the Omega of ESPN Upstate, the great one, Lonzo, is at the controls today. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN is the number. NFL this hour. And I'm going to, start with a little bit of audio here, if you don't mind, Lonzo. And, No, I have it over here. I didn't get it in the roster beforehand. Sorry.
I was going to say, I did check.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
No, I got it over here. I just came across it. This is a statement. Now, this is a statement from David Tepper. And this is the statement that David Tepper made when he bought the team. And just after this year and the condition the team's in, I just want to play this clip and get Lonzo's reaction to it and see what he feels about it. So here's David Tepper right after he got approval from the league to buy the Panthers. Here's what he said.
And we're doing this in Carolina. The first thing I care about is winning. The second thing I care about is winning. And the third thing I care about is you guys are smart. So that's on and off the field. That includes the charity aspect, community aspect, and how you make a community better.
How you feel about all that?
You know, you can care about winning. Doesn't mean you know how to do it. I mean, there's that.
Correct. All right. I have no further comments here. I just wanted to, somebody just posted that on the Twitter feed, and I was like, yeah, all right. It's a good little chuckle there. Let's jump into it. It is time to talk a little wild card playoff weekend as we get ready for the wild card weekend. And we're going to be going wall to wall. By the way, Lonzo, for those folks that maybe have to work this weekend, maybe they can't get out and about this weekend, or maybe they have to be out and about this weekend, and they're thinking, man, it's wild card weekend, and I'm not going to be near a television. Any advice for those people starting at, maybe tomorrow about 4:30 when Las Vegas and Cincinnati kick off and then going all the way through Monday night? Any thoughts?
So let me paint a scenario for you. So you're at work and it snows like crazy to the point where you can't leave and there's no TVs at work, but there is one thing. There is a radio. And on said radio, you can listen to the playoffs right here on ESPN Upstate.
I'll be garsh darned. How about that? Yes, you can, ladies and gentlemen. From wall to wall, starting with game number one, Las Vegas at Cincinnati, 4:30 on Saturday. Going all the way through the Super Bowl itself, which we are allowed to say because you're home for exclusive coverage of the Super Bowl. If you want to listen from kickoff to the final whistle and the celebrations on both ends, you can hear it all right here on ESPN Upstate Live, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. We're just here to make your lives better. That's what we do. Just here to make your life better. We kick it off with Las Vegas at Cincinnati as we open this bad boy off. Bengals and Raiders. Very excited at this one. Vegas on the road. Derek Carr, man, four consecutive wins to end the regular season to get into the playoffs. Derailed the chances of both the Colts and the Chargers in the same spot. Of course, one of those wins did come against the Browns team that was absolutely hammered by COVID. The other one came against the Broncos in the midst of a four-game losing streak to end the season. But you grind out four in a row to gut your way into the playoffs, and you'll get there. Here's a fun note about it. You know how many career playoff games Derek Carr has played in, Lonzo? Take a stab at it.
One?
Zero.
Okay.
This will be Derek Carr's first playoff game in an 8-year career thus far. He was injured and inactive for the Raiders' 2016 wildcard loss to the Texans. Traditionally, veteran quarterbacks who have playoff experience do better in the playoffs than young ones do, but you got two guys in Joey B and Derek Carr who have never made themselves here. Now, here's the one thing that's really interesting about this Raiders team. Remember, they have an interim coach guiding them right now, but that interim coach did guide them to four consecutive wins to end the season, including that San Diego win where they would have been happy to take the tie.
A guy whose name I still don't know, but I love the side-by-side pictures of him and Goldberg. So I just think of him as Goldberg.
The Raiders elevated Rich Bisaccia after John Gruden got canned for his emails that were published by multimedia outlets, was asked to take over a team that was 5-2, and a lot of people said, hey, just guide him to mediocrity. He got them to the playoffs. The Raiders and the Bengals played back in week 11. The Bengals scored 19 points in the fourth quarter to steal a 32-13 victory. The Raiders did really well against Joey B in that game. Just 148 yards for Joe Burrow, but Burrow has come alive as the season has progressed. So that's going to be a tough feat to duplicate, especially considering the Raiders were only the 22nd ranked defense in the NFL in combined QBR. The Bengals, on the other hand, are plus 1,800 to make the Super Bowl. The Raiders plus 4,000 to make the Super Bowl. So the Bengals are the favorite in this game. Ain't no doubt about it. Joey B throwing for a combined 971 yards in week 16 and 17 in wins over the Ravens and over Lonzo's Chiefs, 3 yards less than the NFL record for yardage in any two-game span by any quarterback ever.
You know, something else to keep in mind about this game, other than the game itself, is the possibility of weather, because they are playing in Cincinnati, for one thing. You got the Raiders coming to a cold weather place, and I just checked the weather myself, and it's uncertain if that system's going to be hitting early enough to factor into the game, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Right now, and this, as Lonzo pointed out, could change literally in the next 5 minutes. Right now, Saturday afternoon is supposed to be a high of 31 degrees, a low of 19, and there is about a 10% chance of precipitation, snow/freezing rain. So that, but it could change. That being said, looks like it, hopefully, I want it to be clear skies. I'd rather see Joey B able to open this offense up, and I'd like to see Derek Carr get to open the Raiders offense up a little bit, but it will be cold either way. We'll see how that impacts the game. Cincinnati taking on the Raiders, and look, I like Derek Carr. I like that this team has really kind of found its identity after John Gruden was let go midseason. I like that they have rallied around it. The Raiders have gone through hell and back so far this season between Henry Riggs and the car accident, John Gruden getting canned. They have been through a lot and yet continue to just put nose to the grindstone and got it done. I don't give compliments to the Raiders very often, but I will for what they've done this season. That being said, great one. Joey B is on a heater right now. I'll take the Bengals by about 14.
Yeah, especially after, like you pointed out, the last two games, and especially who they beat. When they beat Kansas City, that to them is the beginning of the playoffs. And you could see it in their eyes that they feel like they're going to make some noise. The Raiders really shocked that they made it but they did. Good on them. As you talked about all the adversity they had to deal with this season, but I just don't see them beating the Bengals.
Yeah, they caught a buzzsaw. Caught a buzzsaw in week one, as good as the Bengals have been. Let's get one more game in here before we take a break. How about in game number two on Saturday, we're going nighttime football as New England goes to the Bills, the AFC East champions, Josh Allen and co. But the Patriots, well, you know, they've got history on their side. Since he arrived in New England, Belichick has taken his team to the playoffs 18 times. In 14 of the first 17 appearances, his team's won at least one playoff game. There have been three one-and-dones for the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick knows how to win these types of games. However, the Patriots are obviously doing it without what's his name that used to play quarterback there. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, what's his face? That other guy?
The guy who may also lose this weekend?
Yeah, that one. That one. He won't. But yeah, that one. He's out. That being said, Mac Jones has been good. Has played, I think, beyond expectations, even for a guy that was expected to go in there and be okay. Here's the problem. In late December, Mac Jones was not quite as good. Week 13 victory over the Bills. Last time these two teams got together, Patriots limited Mac Jones to three passes. He threw three. Remember that game? I came in here the next day and went, yeah. Ooh, that was fun, everybody. Y'all know y'all love snow and cold game, right? Y'all know you love snow and cold. When Mac Jones threw three passes in the game, fantastic, exciting football, wasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? And all y'all, Rob's an idiot for saying stadiums should all be domed, guys, didn't have a single phone call for me. Not a one. Anyway, three passes against the Bills. Then he went to the Colts, threw two interceptions apiece between them and the Bills. Jones rebounded after that, but you know the last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game? Last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game, Lonzo. You want to take a stab at it? You got to go back to 2012. I'll give you that hint.
Sorry for the silence.
I know.
It's like, man.
I thought about humming the Jeopardy theme song, but I don't know if that was too cliche.
I don't know. That's just
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, 2012 for the Seahawks, the last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game. Jones, again, three passes in the Patriots' first game against the Bills, completed 14 in the second, but also threw two picks in that one. That being said, Damian Harris, 244 rushing yards and four touchdowns in those two games, so they can run the ball. But the Bills, on the other hand, the Bills plus 750 in Vegas to make the Super Bowl. The Patriots plus 2,000, so they're over twice as likely to make the Super Bowl. Josh Allen has been good. That being said, before week eight, guy was phenomenal. After week eight, league high 12 interceptions since week eight. Now, a lot of those weren't his fault. And Allen was hit on dropbacks more than all but three other quarterbacks in the NFL. Allen absorbed contacts on one out of every four dropbacks during that duration of 12 interceptions. One out of four times he dropped back, he got popped. Now, the Patriots, good defensive line. Not great, but good defensive line. They can hustle. They can hurry. And that's why it's going to be interesting. But Buffalo's not a guarantee to win this game. In week five, over the Chiefs. Week 16, over the Patriots. A pair of wins. However, they underperformed based on their schedule this year, according to 538. Six of their victories came against teams that were using a backup quarterback. And against the best five quarterbacks they faced in 2021, the Bills went 2-3. 2-3. So it's more likely that the longer the Bills go through this series, the more likely the Bills go, or the further the Bills go, the more likely it is that they will lose. That being said, the Bills and Patriots had a weird season series. The Patriots won on a winning night in Buffalo because of the run game, which is weird. But the Bills came back and thrashed the Patriots on the road in week 16. Now we go back to Buffalo, where the Patriots are 1-0 this year. And I got to tell you, I like Josh Allen. I like the Buffalo Bills. But Lonzo, I might put him on upset alert against the Patriots in Wild Card Weekend.
First of all, I got to say that Rob's take on all football needs to be domed is ridiculous. Football is an outdoor sport. It's not baseball. It's not one of those things that should be canceled by rain or anything, weather. And that's just crazy. And this hopefully will be a game that will prove it. Hopefully the weather is horrible.
I hope it rains its ass off in Kansas City. I hope it rains 80 inches in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't care.
I hope it's a mud puddle on the field.
You're so vindictive. So
you like outside football. I'm hoping you get it.
Yeah, I do. They'll win.
I hope you get just sludge and mud and rain.
When we pick the Kansas City game, you're going to pick them to lose, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Unless there's 3 or more inches of rain, and then I'm absolutely taking the Steelers.
More than likely, there'll be snow like there's going to be everywhere else. I'm going with Buffalo in this, and I normally don't do this. I haven't been a Buffalo fan, but I'm going with Buffalo over New England.
Oh, you got lucky. The forecast calls for heavy rain on Saturday in Kansas City.
And Kansas City plays Sunday night.
Yep. You got lucky. You got lucky.
Didn't get lucky.
You got lucky. I wish it would rain 19 inches Sunday.
We're like the post office, man.
Chemtrails definitely aren't real over Kansas City on Sunday. There are no chemtrails over Kansas City. It's not a thing. It's not real. It's a conspiracy theory, and they don't exist. Cloud seeding is fake. Birds are real.
You know,
definitely
Rob,
over Kansas City on Sunday.
You know, Rob, I could do the same towards your team, but
my team's not in the playoffs.
Your
Shut up. Don't
not
be
in
mean.
The playoffs.
Why you got to be a jerk? Why you got to make it personal?
You did it first.
Thought we were just having fun here.
All right. Anyway, Buffalo over New England.
I want to pick upset here. I want to take hoodie.
But is it really an upset? No matter what what Vegas says or anything else, Belichick winning a playoff game, is it ever really an upset?
I mean, no, but also every Vegas site has
Buffalo.
Has the Bills winning. Yeah. Let's see. In fact, let's go check out what the live line is on that look right now. Buffalo -4.5 across the board. That's an overcoverable number for the Bills. By the way, that means the Bills, because you get 3 for being at home, the Bills are a 1-point favorite over the Patriots. I think I'm going to go upset alert here, Lonzo. I think I'm going to take the Patriots. Please don't. In fact, I may go watch this game with my friends, the Bills, but I think I got to go Patriots here. Please don't text me angry things, Bill fans. I like you.
Text him angry things, because he's not picking your team to win.
Which means he's a hater, and he hates your team.
Absolutely.
That's how this works. I think I'm gonna go Patriots on the upset here. I love Josh Allen, but as has been pointed out, Josh Allen does not play well outside in the cold, and this is gonna be a cold weather game. Patriots are set up to win in cold weather. Outside football, yeah. Ugh. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll skip on over to Sunday. We got a pair of NFC games to open it up Sunday. Philly at Tampa, San Francisco at Dallas. Then the night game is our final AFC wildcard game, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. And then Arizona at LA in a divisional matchup on Monday Night Football. We'll give you the picks for the rest of the wildcard weekend when we come back. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. Thomas just said, I'll bet you a brew that Buffalo wins. Deal. Done. There you go. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. You're on, Thomas.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, They'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, you, 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. The Preferred Home Services text line's open for you as well, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so that we can read them on the air. Thomas wrote in, said, Rob, I'll bet you a brew that Buffalo wins. Done deal. Absolutely bet it. Mark it down. I'll take it. It's one beer, you know? I'll take a bet. I'm out a brew if I lose. I'm good with that. But if I win, I can't wait. The stipulation is you have to order it for me. You have to go up and order it for me, and I get to film you doing it to post it on social media.
I'm pretty sure we played BetQL right after you left the room, and they picked New England.
I like it. My guys at BetQL, they know what they're doing. Smarter bets start with our friends at BetQL. By the way, if you haven't done it yet, go to the website, betql.com/props, and get signed up for their giving props promotion. Thanks for the segue, Lonzo. It started on Wednesday. It runs through the weekend. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. They have put 10 props up on the website. Whoever correctly picks the most correct prop picks is going to win $2,000. Plus, if you sign up, you are automatically entered for a grand prize drawing of $10,000.
I think we're eligible for that.
I don't know.
Probably
I would,
not.
We don't,
probably
I would say
not.
We are, right? We don't. It's BetQL's promotion. We don't work for them. I don't work for them yet. I could. No, they might hire me.
We don't work for them, but they may.
I'm going to ask afterwards because I absolutely want to play.
I don't know who all our company owns, so that's why I'm thinking we may actually own them. So
I see what you're saying.
So if we do, then we would not be eligible.
Fair enough. I'll find out after. All right, let's move on with our playoff games. We start. So we have, I believe we both picked Joey B and the Bengals to get it done over the Raiders.
We did.
Lonzo taking the Bills. Rob taking Bill Belichick and the Patriots on the road to upset the Buffalo Bills just because of the storyline, right? Billy B gets it done again without Brady. At one point, I genuinely, sincerely asked the question, what happens if we get a Hoodie Brady Super Bowl? And I still think it's a possibility, even out of a wild card team. The Bucks were a wild card team last year and won the Super Bowl. It's possible. Tough, but possible.
It'll be hard to do when you can't get out of the first round.
We'll find out. All right, let's move to Sunday's matchups. We open it up at 1 p.m. when the Philadelphia Eagles are on the road down at Tampa Bay. Your defending Super Bowl champs get the 1 o'clocker against Philly. Going into this game, Tampa Bay 8.5-point favorites over the Eagles in this one, Lonzo. And I'm really intrigued because I think if I had to pick the weakest playoff team, I think I'd pick the Eagles. I think I'd pick the Eagles as my weakest playoff team. They have a less than 1% chance.
Weaker than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think so. They have, according to the Football Power Index of ESPN, they have a less than 1% chance to make the Super Bowl. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a slightly over 2% chance to make the Super Bowl. So ESPN agrees with me here, or at least the FPI does. This team is interesting because they have been shuffling offensive linemen all year long. They have had a ton of injuries. They have dealt with COVID as extensively as any other NFL team. But the good news is their original starting five is back and healthy. Jordan Mailata, Jason Kelsey, and Lane Johnson, all guys who have missed some time, with the exception of Kelsey, by the way, who came in. I don't know if you saw this. This was kind of rad. Week 17. Set the record for most consecutive games played without a missed start and for the Eagles. And they ran him out there and let him play the first snap of the game, and then he quit. Well, he didn't quit. He got taken out of the game. But kind of rad to see him out there. Anyway, Jalen Hurts getting his first playoff start for the Eagles. They started the season 2-5, but they went 7-3 after that. However, in that 7-3 run, did not beat a single team with a winning record. When they reeled off 7 out of 10, did not beat a single team with a winning record. 4 of those wins came against teams that were playing a backup quarterback. The Eagles are entering the playoffs on the kind of run per their record that all teams want to have, but very little in terms of battle-testedness They haven't played a lot of good teams, and I think that helped them get into this. Problem is, they're going to Tampa Bay. The Eagles' defense ranked last in the NFL during the regular season in opponents' completion rate. They gave up almost 70% completion percentage, and they're going up against Tom Brady with his 67% completion percentage. It's just a strength-on-weakness matchup disadvantage. Give me Tampa Bay. I'm not even going to spend a ton of time on this one. Tampa Bay by 21.
This is where the contrarian in me would cost me a lot of money if I was a person who bet big amounts of money. Because I'm so tired of the oversaturation of seeing Tom Brady. The love affair that most sports media people have with this guy, it's sickening, it's annoying, it makes me want to hurl. I just always wanted to say that, and now I did. I'm picking the upset. I am. I think this is one of those things where Tampa Bay has lost some games this year where they had no business losing.
Lost to the Saints twice.
Where they played down to the opponent, or they didn't take the opponent serious. And if they come into this game thinking the same way that Rob is thinking about this being the worst team in the playoffs and shouldn't be there, then this could be entertaining. So I'm picking the upset.
We all know Tom Brady notorious for taking it easy in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
for the
him.
Record. Tom Brady did that last year in the regular season. Tom Brady got a wild card spot last year, and then he came up against the same Saints. He went 0-2 in the regular season and mashed them in the playoffs on his way to a Super Bowl win.
Hey, you want to follow the mass mind and be like everybody else and sing his praise? You go ahead. I'm not going to do that, and I've been consistent by not doing that.
I'll tell you what, dollar bet. I'll give you the Eagles and 12.5 points.
Let's go lunch. Why do we
need... Oh, you want to go lunch?
Let's go lunch.
I'm dropping it down to 9.5 for lunch.
All right.
9.5.
All right. Lunch.
All right. The line... You know what? All right. I said 9.5. I was going to say 8.5 because that's the Vegas line. I'll take 9.5.
I'm confident on my picks. So I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I got Brady in the Bucks minus 9.5 for lunch. I'm getting double meat on the burger.
We'll see.
I'm getting double meat on the burger. 9.5 for Brady. Let's see. What else we got here? That's the easiest. That's the easiest pick of the damn weekend for me. That's the easiest pick of the weekend, like far and away. San Francisco is at Dallas. That's your 4:30 game. The Dallas Cowboys, of course. Ah, man. Through week 17, tied for the league lead with 33 takeaways. Led the NFL with 25 interceptions. Pass rush produced a 33.3% pressure rate. One out of every three passes you throw, your quarterback's under duress against the Dallas Cowboys. That's fifth highest in the league. Number three defensive EPA. Cowboys defense is going to win this game for him. Now, the San Francisco 49ers, I think, deserve a lot of credit because they had their backs against the wall. They were down 14 to the LA Rams, but the Rams have been one of the most inconsistent teams in the NFL this year. 49ers went 2-5 to open, but then won 8 of their final 10 to qualify for the postseason, beating 3 consecutive playoff teams in the process. The exact opposite of the Eagles, who beat no playoff teams coming into the postseason. But they're a defensive team, too. This is going to be a... I want to take the under on this game. By the way, speaking of updates, keep an eye on Amari Cooper, because Amari Cooper, question mark availability for this game, which would be a huge blow for the Dallas Cowboys. He has just been fined $15,000 for attending a Dallas Mavericks game and going unmasked. Now, the reason he got the $15,000 fine is because he is unvaccinated, and the NFL rules in place that the Players Association agreed to. You don't have to like the rules, but they did agree to them. The Players Association rules were, if you're unvaxxed, you got to be masked when you go out to public gatherings. Cooper was not. He has done it multiple times. He has now been fined $15,000 by the NFL, and that means he's going to have to go through multiple tests between now and Sunday afternoon's game. If any of those pop positive after he was hanging out at the basketball game, Amari Cooper becomes unavailable. Don't know if that's going to be the case or not for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm saying it's a possibility. Keep an eye on it. question mark in this game, Lonzo, to me, is Dak Prescott, right? Dak's the question mark in this game. Return to the lineup in week 9, but check out these numbers. Cowboys averaged the NFL's third most offensive points per game at over 30 in weeks 1-6, but from weeks 9-17, their average dropped down to 23.6, good for about midway part in the NFL. Prescott went from being ranked number 11 in total QBR in weeks number 1-6, dropped down to number 17 for 9-17. Now, of course, he has, like many other NFL teams, had to deal with injuries, had to deal with COVID taking some key players away from the lineup. Most of those guys are back for the Cowboys, but they have not been as in sync as they were to start the first half of the season. San Francisco, the exact opposite case. They were very slow out of the gates, but has the 49ers have gotten significantly better as the year progressed and have won some big games. The X factor for the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Can the guy get back to what he was doing before the injury earlier in the season? How about, though, the X factor for the San Francisco 49ers, ladies and gentlemen, South Carolina's own Deebo freaking Samuel, who was a monster for them down the stretch. If Deebo can go get him about a buck 25 and a TD in this one, San Francisco can win this game. I'm going to lean San Francisco, and here's why. Sometimes narratives stay true. Not always, but sometimes narratives stay true. And the narratives are, these are the type of games that the Dallas Cowboys fall apart in. They have gotten worse, not better, as the season went on. The 49ers have gotten better, not worse, as the season goes on. Debo's a game breaker. He pops one off. I'm going to go San Francisco in the upset on this one on the road.
See, this is funny. You talk about narratives, and one of the main narratives that we've heard for years is that Jimmy Garoppolo can't get it done, but Jimmy Garoppolo is having a good season. When Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, he's a good quarterback, and it seems like he's one of those guys that sports media decides is not as good as he is. But it comes down to Deebo Samuel. The fact that Deebo Samuel is on San Francisco's side, San Francisco's got a decent defense, and I think I trust in Garoppolo more than I do in Dak Prescott, so I'm going San Francisco.
I think we're all square at one now going into
you made it through the entire week.
Man.
It's not bad.
Man.
An hour and 20 minutes away from perfection.
Can't finish, just like the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas, a 3-point favorite in this game. They're at home. That means that these two teams are level with each other, according to Las Vegas. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we will break down Lonzo's game, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. Then we jump into Monday night's Arizona at LA game. We'll give you the picks. It's a little early for that one. We can do that one Monday, but I don't want to. We're doing it today. Because it's Lonzo's show, and he said so, dang it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate, y'all.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, this is a riding your motorcycle kind of song. It's kind of a montage when the guy's on his way from one place to another, like going across country or something.
Lonzo's in a motorcycle kind of mood today. Dressed the part, rocking the part. I like it.
Rock and roll, brother.
Let's get to our last couple of games here before we take our final break of the hour. So far, we have made it through Vegas and Cincinnati. Lonzo and I both taking Joey B and the Bengals at home. New England at Buffalo. Lonzo's taking the Bills to knock off Belly. I'm taking the Hoodie to sack Josh Allen and win on the road. Philly's at Tampa. Lonzo's going anti-Brady on his pick and taking the Eagles in the most surefire win of the weekend. Tampa Bay is going to crush Philadelphia at home.
Get me some lunch out of that one.
San Francisco is at Dallas. I am taking the Niners. I believe you took the Niners as well on the road.
I did.
Let's get to Pittsburgh at Kansas City, ladies and gentlemen. Our probably, I'd say, the most interesting matchup. We heard Big Ben Roethlisberger's comments yesterday where Ben said, hey, look, we're like a 20-point underdog. We don't have a chance. Let's just go out there and play and have some fun, see what happens, right? Which I respect. They're not going to come out and play loosey-goosey, but they are going to come out and play fast. The Chiefs have been good, all right? They turned a 3-4 start. I remember, dude, week 7, Lonzo, we were sitting here going, are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs at 3-4, right? And then they came alive. Played better than pretty much anybody else in the AFC in the final 10 weeks of the season. 8-game win streak, broken only by a loss to the AFC North champion Bengals on the final play of week 17. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense played really well during that run. However, during those 8 games in the winning streak, held opponents to a league-low 12.9 points per game, giving up less than a pair of touchdowns per game for 8 games in a row. That is nuts. Now, for the Chiefs, however, there are some question marks. A lot of turnovers. 17 turnovers in the first 7 weeks of the season. Most in the league over that stretch. Mahomes directly responsible for 11 of those 17. Tied for most in the league during that span. And did so while facing the fewest blitzes of any quarterback in the league. People did not send folks after Mahomes. They blitzed on less than 14% of Mahomes' dropbacks, and he still turned the ball over 11 times. That cannot happen in the playoffs. Final 2 games of the regular season. Mentioned that 8-game win streak out of the final 10. The lowest blitz, or excuse me, in that run, the Chiefs' defense went from giving up less than 13 points per game to giving up 839 yards to the Bengals and Broncos at an average of 7.6 yards per play. And, of course, in week 18, both Tyreek and Travis Kelce caught injuries that may or may not have an impact in the playoffs. The Steelers, on the other hand, I told you I think they're the second weakest team coming into the playoffs, just barely ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles. But they did win 3 of their final 4 games to get in. Every team they beat, the Titans, Browns, and Ravens, were also either fighting for a playoff spot or seeding. So it wasn't like they were playing teams that were on the rest. But Ben Roethlisberger, who did enough to get the Steelers back on Sunday against the Ravens to win, which they needed to get in, has not been great. It's been more of a sentimental season, more of a send-off, a thanks for everything Ben season than it has been a traditional Ben Roethlisberger season. The question mark is the guy going to show up? The only quarterback this season who averaged fewer air yards per pass than Roethlisberger was Jared Goff in an offense that's designed around the short throw, right? The Steelers do not have home run potential. They do not have big play ball here. They are going to have to rely on TJ Watt and Micah Fitzpatrick to allow them to get there. The Steelers scored fewer than 20 points in three of their final four games this season, which means the offense needs help, which means that the tied for the NFL single season sack record, TJ Watt and Micah Fitzpatrick, are going to have to step up and go bananas in this game. So the question is, Lonzo, can the Steelers get Mahomes to week 1-7, where he was turning the ball over against no blitzes and by sending a bunch of guys after him and rattling him? Or can the Chiefs pop one early, put the Steelers back against the wall knowing they can't throw the ball? I'm going to take that one. It takes an early Kansas City touchdown, and the Chiefs basically just kind of play keep away from the Steelers the rest of the game.
All right, while I was doing show prep last night at the local Walmart for Snowmageddon 2022, I was approached by a gentleman in the produce department who wanted to discuss this game. And as I told him, and I want to be consistent, I'm nervous about this game.
Are you really?
And I shouldn't be.
No. Nope.
But I am nervous about this game. I'm nervous because of TJ Watt. I am nervous because of the kind of pressure that he could put on to Mahomes, who has lost a little bit of his magic as far as some people kind of figuring him out. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the problems for Kansas City were drop balls. They weren't just Patrick Mahomes and people were going at him. But I'm more concerned about TJ Watt than anything else. I do think Kansas City is going to win this game. I think they're going to be consistent. I think they may run the ball more than what people expect. Because when they do run the ball, they run it pretty effectively. They just don't do it enough. And, of course, Kelsey's going to have a big game. Is Hill really hurt? I think it was the back of his heel that was bothering him. That's not a good injury to have because that's going to slow him down. Does Pittsburgh's DBs, even with the slow down Tyreek Hill, can they cover him? No, they can't. Kansas City's going to win this game, but I'm still worried.
This is the largest Vegas spread of the weekend. Kansas City favored by 12 and a half.
Doesn't that worry you, though, a little bit? It doesn't. It's just I guess it's because I'm wearing Kansas City gear today, and obviously I'm a Kansas City fan, and I'm just a little concerned. They're used to having that bye week. Pittsburgh was their nemesis a few years ago in the playoffs, and here they are again. I'm a little worried.
12.5-point favorites of the Chiefs. What did Ben say? We don't have a chance. You know why I like that answer? Because I'm looking at Twitter, and the social media Steelers folks are like, Big Ben was just exaggerating to make a point. He was just exaggerating any given side. No, I think Big Ben was being honest. Big Ben's correct. There's no chance here. The Eagles and the Steelers, the worst two teams in the playoffs, both of them are getting bounced in the wild card round. It's not a doubt in my mind. And for the record, had the Saints gotten into San Francisco's spot, I think they'd have got bounced too. I don't think they go to Dallas and win this game. I think San Francisco can. I got Pittsburgh falling to Kansas City by like 17. I don't even think this is a game.
I think it's going to be closer than that, but I do think Kansas City will win.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs in that one too. All right, let's take our final break of the hour. When we come back, we'll take a quick look at Arizona and LA because we'll spend a bunch of time breaking that one down on Monday as well. We'll give you our final pick of Wild Card Weekend. Hour number three, we're going to be bouncing all over the map as we wrap up the week of broadcasting here on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo and you, this is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, putting a bow on hour number two. Texas says, Lonzo, why are you a Kansas City fan? You like the Buckeyes. Why not pick a pro team from Ohio?
Because my mom never watched football, so I got into football when I was in high school, and everybody was into Cincinnati. There was this guy named Joe Montana. He was pretty good. I don't know if you know about him. Well, he decided to go from San Francisco to Kansas City. So did Marcus Allen. I don't know if you know him. He was pretty good, too.
Heard about the name, yeah.
Yeah, so I never had a team because we were not a football family. So I picked Kansas City and have been with them ever since. You know why? Because if you don't have hereditary, if it's not, you know, family telling you, hey, this should be your team and dressing you in colors when you're born, you pick your team. And I picked that team, and I've stuck with them ever since.
I respect that. Respect that. I get it. I'm a Nashville hockey fan because I went to a game and had an incredible time and didn't have an NHL team. That's just how it works sometimes. Question is, do you go ride or die after you're there? And if you haven't seen Lonzo's wardrobe yet, the answer is yes, he does. Yes, he does, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break. When we come back, hour number three, we are going to be pinging all over the walls and a special Friday edition of Faces or Heels because I forgot to do it earlier this week and I want to because it makes Lonzo uncomfortable. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.